This is the second letter of three that John wrote in around 90 AD. He was the only one of the original church leaders still living and was honored and trusted by all Christians. As the church grew, more and more teachers traveled from place to place to bring messages to the early believers. These teachers stayed in the homes of local Christians, but the hospitality of the believers was being abused by false teachers whose wrong teachings were confusing and weakening the church. We should all pay attention to John's warning about the dangers of accepting untrue things about Jesus. Any teaching that does not agree with the truth contained in the Bible is wrong and can destroy our faith. Don't be deceived. Know what the Bible says, so you will always be able to reject lies and keep your faith pure.
The second letter of John.
From the elder, to the chosen lady and to her children. I love all of you in the truth. Also, all those who know the truth love you. We love you because of the truth that lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from His Son, Jesus Christ. And may we have these blessings in truth and love. I was very happy to learn about some of your children. I am happy that they are following the way of truth, as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I tell you, we should all love each other. This is not a new command. It is the same command we have had from the beginning. And loving means living the way He commanded us to live. And God's command is this, that you live a life of love. You have heard this command from the beginning. Many false teachers are in the world now. They refuse to say that Jesus Christ came to earth and became a man. Anyone who refuses to say this is a false teacher and an enemy of Christ. Be careful. Do not lose the reward that you have worked for. Be careful so that you will receive your full reward. A person must continue to follow only the teaching of Christ. If he goes beyond Christ's teaching, then he does not have God. But if he continues following the teaching of Christ, then he has both the Father and the Son. If someone comes to you but does not bring this teaching, then do not accept him into your house. Do not welcome him. If you accept him, you are helping him with his evil work. I have much to say to you, but I do not want to use paper and ink. Instead, I hope to come visit you. Then we can be together and talk. That will make us very happy. The children of your chosen sister send their love.
It was 90 AD, and there were many new leaders in the church who were responsible to teach the truth to the believers. John wrote this letter to a friend named Gaius, encouraging him both to look for the truth and help those who were teaching the truth. In this short letter, John tells us how important it is to remember that the church is a family held together by love. John had come to understand that Jesus Christ was the ultimate example of love. Understanding this kind of love turned John's life inside out, and it can do the same for us.
The third letter of John.
From the elder to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. My dear friend, I know your soul is doing well. I pray that you are doing fine in every way and that your health is good. Some brothers in Christ came and told me about the truth in your life. They said that you are following the way of truth. This made me very happy. It always gives me the greatest joy when I hear that my children are following the way of truth. My dear friend, it is good that you continue to help the brothers. You are helping those that you do not even know. These brothers told the church about the love you have. Please help them to continue their trip. Help them in a way that will please God. They started out on their trip to serve Christ. They did not accept any help from those who are not believers. So we should help these brothers. And when we do, we share in their work for the truth. I wrote a letter to the church, but Diotrephes will not listen to what we say. He always wants to be their leader. When I come, I will talk about what Diotrephes is doing. He lies and says evil things about us. But that is not all he does. He refuses to help those who are working to serve Christ. He also stops those who want to help the brothers and puts them out of the church. My dear friend, do not follow what is bad. Follow what is good. He who does what is good is from God, but he who does evil has never known God. Everyone says good things about Demetrius, and the truth agrees with what they say. Also, we say good about him, and you know that what we say is true. I have many things I want to tell you, but I do not want to use pen and ink. I hope to visit you soon. Then we can be together and talk. Peace to you. The friends here with me send their love. Please give our love to each one of the friends there.